Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by our latest obsession, pancakes. Pancakes are the revolutionary cold pack that stick to you so you can stick to your routine. Whether you're pounding the pavement as a runner like me or you're tackling the clutter as a professional organizer like Christine, pancakes has got you covered. Pancakes comes in three sizes and can be used again and again. We both keep them in our freezers, and when we feel an ache or a pain, you just stick them on your body. You can do it 100 times. It's all the benefits of using a cold pack, but no downtime. Find pancakes at pain-cakes.com or at thousands of retailers nationwide.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome, everybody. It is another episode of Uncluttered and Unfiltered. I am Eden.
And I am Christine.
And we have so much we have to cover in this particular episode that we need to jump right in. So,
I'm excited.
So the topic, as I'm sure you're going to see if you read the summary of this episode and the title, is we're going to shake up your closet for the fall. So we're going to get to that. That's coming. And we also have a little subtopic we want to talk about, which is showing skin when you're over 50.
Yes.
But before we do that, I thought we could address a few things that are happening over in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook page and celebrate something that has happened that I feel like only happens when you've truly made it. So more on that in a moment. But first of all, Kate asked us over in our little group, which everybody is invited to join, what our plan was for watching The Golden Bachelor as a group. We said in one of our clips that we wanted to treat it like a book club. You were saying you were planning to have charts. This is like the Super Bowl for you. You mentioned that this is going to be as important to you as school and that you plan to take it very, very seriously.
I do.
Well, you're not alone.
Oh, good.
So I said, you know, we're working on that and we will announce, but I think it's a safe thing to say that over in that Facebook group, whenever the show airs, we will be opening up a live thread so people can comment throughout. So that is going to happen. If you watch the show live, you will have every opportunity during the show, maybe during commercial breaks or even when something is happening, to jump on that thread and make a comment. After the fact, of course, if there is something specific we want to discuss, we'll talk about it there. But yes, so the answer is yes. We meant what we said. We are all in for Golden Bachelor.
I am 100% in. I can't wait.
Is this chart that you spoke of, is that a real thing? Is there going to be something physical we're going to see, or is it just...
Well, I think the chart will happen as we narrow down.
Okay. You have more Bachelor experience than me. I've only ever seen like one season.
Oh, gosh, yes. I go back all the way to the Tristan and Ryan years.
I did watch that.
Yeah.
I did watch that. He was the firefighter.
Yes. Oh, yes. And... I think it's hard to do it until he narrows it down a little bit when you're talking about a chart, but I am going to have each lady when he narrows it down to even, 20 or however many. And then we can talk about each one after they've introduced themselves and you get to know them a little bit and see what they do, how many grandkids they have, you know, what their life is like and their activities.
Okay, so everybody be prepared for that. Another thing that came up in our Ladies Only page, Robin posed the question, is sorting laundry by color still a thing? And immediately, over 20 people decided to jump on and say, not if you were born after 1980. Someone else said, yes, it's still a thing. I believe you said, it's still a thing.
No. I said, according to my daughter, it is definitely not a thing,
right.
Which when she was still living at home before she moved into her apartment, she was doing her laundry. I said, oh my gosh, you're putting the whites in with the darks. What are you doing? She goes, Mom, we don't separate anymore. I said, who said that? And she said, everybody does it. Nobody separates anymore. I was shocked, to say the least. I said, well, I think unless you want all your whites to turn gray or blue, I would separate. Of course, she probably, now she's in her own apartment, she probably just throws them all in together still.
And for me, I can't not. I just can't imagine throwing something red in with something white. But I saw the comments and I recognize that it doesn't happen anymore.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because laundry detergent is different now or if it's because the dyes they're using aren't as runny. But back in my day, if you threw something in there that didn't belong, you got what you got at the end of that laundry cycle.
Well,
it wasn't white.
No, it looked like tie-dye if you threw in like dark jeans with like a white shirt.
But it was a great question and lots of applause to you, Robin, and that's what we love to see. You know, a lot of you guys are not waiting for us to actually post something. You're posting things, and that's what we love. We absolutely do. Which brings me to our first ever troll. Yay! Remember I said there was something? Hang on one second. Let me grab my phone.
Uh-oh. I was so excited about this.
Me too. I screenshotted it. I was so happy. So I said this is something that is going to happen when we start, you know, really making it. So we did. We got our first troll. It was one of our little clips that we have on Facebook. And some random guy named Jordan, I won't say a last name, wrote, "Oh, a podcast full of old cat ladies. Great." So first of all,
I didn't get the cat lady part.
So, you know, there's that whole like crazy cat lady. Like you picture some old spinster living like in a house full of cats.
Oh, I hate cats. No, sorry, anybody who has cats. It's just not my thing. So that's why I didn't
get
it.
I'm not a cat person either.
Okay.
But if I had 20 cats, what do you care?
Right.
Why is it your business? You don't have to listen.
Yeah.
Why do people comment? I don't mind it, by the way. I love it. But why do people comment on something that doesn't, just let it go by your feed? Why would you want to stop and make a comment?
You know what? I have a real hard time with that, especially like in the past 6 months. I just think people have got so mean lately. I mean, instead of saying something nice, they'll say something mean. And I just don't, I have to say, I really don't understand it. I just think I wouldn't be able to really function the rest of the day if I said something really mean to somebody. Yeah. I wouldn't. So I don't get it, but obviously there's a lot of them out there and, you know, I just try to ignore them all.
I just try to think about what kind of anger I'm feeling that makes me want to scroll and stop and listen to a little clip of two people I don't know having a chat. And then want to say something like that. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
But you know what they say. If they're commenting, that means they're paying attention. They're watching. Right. We're reaching people that we didn't know about us before. So maybe his wife needs to be one of our listeners.
Yes.
Although I'm guessing there may not be one. But, you know, I don't know. But that was kind of fun. So we do also have comments on our Ladies Only Facebook page about our topic today, the closet. But before we get to that, you came across an article about showing skin, women over 50 showing skin, and you had some thoughts about it. So I thought we could kind of unpack that.
Well, I saw an article and I was like, that's true. And I think it's because of social media, celebrities over 50, they have the means to stay in perfect condition and shape and, you know, whatever it is, their skin, their face, their body. And so it kind of makes everyone feel like, I don't look like that. And, you know, look, they're 58 and they're practically half naked. And I think that it is something to discuss because, you know, women over 50 aren't like, you know, in muumuus anymore and hiding their bodies, especially if they have worked really hard to have great bodies. I mean, that's what I always say. Everybody's body is different and everybody, I don't care what anyone says, has one thing on their body that they can enhance, that they can show off, whether it's your eyes, your shoulders, your décolleté, your butt, you know, whatever, your legs. Everybody has something that, you know, they can show off. Now, in the same respect, I was going to ask you, how much skin are you comfortable showing?
Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Hearts for Minds. Hearts for Minds is encouraging you to use your sidewalk to motivate others for Mental Health Awareness Month. Help break down the stigma of mental illness, spark conversation, and maybe just make somebody's day a little sweeter. It's easy. Grab some chalk and write inspirational messages and pictures on your sidewalk.
Snap a photo and share it online by tagging Hearts4Minds on Instagram and use the hashtag ChalkItUpForLife. That's ChalkItUp, the number 4, and life. Let's chalk it up for mental health. Visit Hearts4Minds, that's Hearts, the number 4, and Minds.org to learn more.
So I will wear a bikini to the beach, not because I think I look so amazing, but because I just don't care.
Okay.
I just don't care what anyone thinks. We're at the beach. We're all in bikinis.
Okay.
But when I walk up to like maybe where there's a more public area, I always have a wrap or something like that. So I'm not comfortable walking around the pool deck or anything like that. That's just me. I don't judge other women my age who look worse, better, the same as I do for how much skin they show. It's just what I'm comfortable with. So you won't see me taking my long walk down the beach in just my bikini, but I will be in one when I'm in the pool, when I'm sitting down.
Right.
But I always want a wrap. I just do. As far as like, if I'm going out, just the other night I went to a concert and I wore not like Daisy Dukes, but they were cut off shorts.
Right.
Probably a little longer that someone 20 years younger than me would wear.
Right.
And cowboy boots. And the top I had on showed off my shoulders. And I thought, like, that's enough skin.
Right.
That's enough.
Right. Right. And here's the thing. I think that if you're comfortable showing whatever, that is great. But I think people are also, how do I say this? As you age, it's just natural progression. You can't stop it. Your skin gets crepey. Your boobs get saggy. Your butt starts feeling the gravity. You know, there are things that you don't want to show off as much, I feel, as you age. So I think it's a slippery slope because I'm not one of those people that feels comfortable, you know, showing a lot of skin. I'll show some, like my shoulders, you know, like an off the shoulder top. I love off the shoulder
tops. So do I. And I loved when there was that whole cutout phase.
Yeah.
Because it was just so sexy without being.
Right. Remember when we wore it the same day?
Oh my gosh. One time we were on TV together. I was hosting the daytime TV show and Christine was our guest and she comes in and we're both in all black and it's the same black shirt that has like, you know, the cutout shoulders and the cold shoulder,
right.
They used to call it.
Yeah.
And it was just hilarious. We were both identical.
I know. But I think that I would not be comfortable. Like my butt is my thing. Like I feel like I wouldn't really feel comfortable anymore strutting around in a bikini. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think everybody has their thing that they're just like, that ship may have sailed. You know what I mean? No matter how much I work out, no matter how much I eat right, it's called aging.
Yeah.
And you know, there's nothing you can't prevent it. And thank God you hope you are going to age because the alternative's not great, but your skin changes. And I just think that, you know, like your boobs aren't as perky and, you know, it's a different phase of life and you'll see, cause you're still in your 50s, but your 60s.
I love being around someone who's just like a fraction of an inch older than me because she makes me feel like a spring chicken.
Yes. And also, when I was your age, I didn't feel some of the things I felt couple years later.
And I will say that I am starting to notice those kinds of things, like all of a sudden I can pick my legs out of a lineup. I'm like, you know, because I do hang out with some women that are about 5 to 10 years younger than me. And like, if we're all in a picture together because we've gone running or in a picture, I can look at the legs. And I know the muscle tone might be the same underneath, but the gravity is.
Well, also you have veins. You know what I mean? Like there's veins in my hands. There's veins in my leg. You know, you have different issues. So I find myself wearing long pants a lot or joggers or, you know, not wearing shorts as much, which is hard because I live in Florida. So I'll still wear them on occasion, but I'm not wearing them the way I used to wear them. I'll pick a wide leg pant or, like I said, some joggers that I really love and wear those with some tennis shoes. So I think it just all depends.
It does. And I think the takeaway from this conversation, because you might be listening for that takeaway, okay, so where are they landing on this? tell me if I'm correct. The takeaway here is, of course, you do you. That's always the takeaway. But also, don't compare yourself to these celebrities who have either had their skin polished right before the photo shoot, could be Photoshopped,
yes.
could be a lot of different things in play, could just be having a nutritionist and a trainer on staff all
and
the time.
And a chef.
And a chef and everything. Or it could just be genetic. You don't know. So don't compare yourself. You do you. But also, it brings us to our topic, which is the closet. So holding on to the things that maybe you don't feel comfortable anymore in because they show more skin, this is the time to say, you know what? I don't want to just give up, but I'm not going to look my best in that outfit anymore. Nobody's judging you and saying you shouldn't wear it. But if you feel the reason you're not wearing it anymore is because it no longer is a flattering look, then think about those things when we get into this topic today. So that's, I think, where we're landing on that topic, right?
And I think everybody's body is so different. I'm petite. I'm 5'2". And so what looks good on me may not look good on somebody else. And tall women, I always go and click on stuff because I like what they're wearing. But then I realize by the time I've hemmed the pants, there's no wide leg left. And they're, you know, 5'7" or 5'8". And I'm like, well, that's not going to work for me.
I always appreciate when a catalog, whether it be online or whatever, tells you the height of the model.
Yes.
And they don't all do that, but some do. And so if you're looking at a picture and it'll say model is 5'9", you're like, okay, well, that tells me that that skirt's coming down to my ankles.
Right, exactly.
So that's important, I think, to know as well. So a couple of things more about the whole closet. Are we covered there as far as skin, no pun intended about being covered, but you know, we asked you to tell us about things in your closet that you were stubbornly holding on to and have recently let go of. And I know sometimes people listen and they think like how much thought needs to go into closets. But when you see some of these reactions, you will see that there is a lot of emotion. I know you've said this from day one.
A lot of emotion.
Like, for example, Vicky said, and Vicky, we are so terribly sorry for your loss, but her best friend passed away. And so she was holding on to all of her best friend's clothes. Ugh. But she finally has just donated them just even a month ago. Leslie was holding on to large size clothes after losing 70 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, there's just a lot more to it. Lisa says she was holding on to all of her old Juicy Couture tracksuits.
I had so many of
and
those.
And tube dresses. So sometimes it's time to just say, you know what? You know what? No more. No more. So let's listen to Maureen, who, by the way, took advantage of our new way that you can leave us a voicemail.
Oh, my gosh. I was stubbornly holding on to all my business attire, all my skirts and blouses from all the years gone by. And I have since started getting rid of them. Not all of them at once, because I am not going back into the office.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
Good. Good. We are happy when you're happy.
Yes, exactly.
But if that's the case, you're right. You should not be holding on to all of that business attire.
Right. Yes.
So let's go take it away, Christine. Let's talk about that fall shakeup for the closets.
Well, I am the type of person, not just because I'm an organizer, I've always been this way. New seasons bring change in your wardrobe. So the first thing I like to do is bring everything out that is fall or winter, which in Florida, that's really, it's so hard because it's like 90 degrees here still, and we're almost at the end of September, but not everyone's like that. So is bringing things out and trying them on. I mean, I do this all the time, and I just personally got rid of a lot of those short zipper low rise jeans because when I tried them on, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, they just looked terrible on me all of a sudden. I don't know if it's a body shift or what, or a mind shift.
It could be a mind shift.
Either one, but
they're both important shifts.
They're both important shifts. So I think that is the first thing women need to do is take the time and try things on. If it doesn't fit, you don't love the way you look in it, it's something you're definitely not going to wear this fall or winter, or you didn't wear it last fall or last winter, donate, consign, give to a friend, because it's just taking up valuable room in your closet for new fall things. With that being said, I was in Miami last weekend, and I can tell you, as a 61-year-old woman, I don't know if any of you all are having this problem. It is so hard to find clothes for this age group. I mean,
you've said that before too.
It is. I mean, I was in Miami. That's a big city.
It's a
shopping mecca. And I went everywhere, and it was either extremely elderly clothes or young. I mean, midriff tops, you know, that type of thing. So right now I'm feeling like it's very hard to find really good quality clothes that also fit, you know, the age I'm at. So if anyone's out there listening, it would be great to have somebody who really, you know, designs clothes for women over 50 that is in style, makes you feel good about yourself.
A little sexy even.
And, you know, anyway, so of course, what I'm saying is the first thing you need to purge, because as an organizer, that's the first thing. The next thing is investing in timeless pieces. Part of the going through and trying everything on, the things that I still love the most, and I don't know if you have any of these pieces, are like my black leather jacket is timeless. Mm-hmm. My denim jean jacket, timeless. Things I've had for a couple years that I'm not going to get rid of because I wear them all the time. So investing in timeless pieces that you can wear season after season. And I mean, I even wear those in the spring. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at my age, it's a lot of black pants. It could be black skinny pants, black flared pants, you know, black jeans, but keeping it neutral so that you can mix and match, especially when you're traveling. It just makes it so much easier to mix and match items that are in the neutral palette and rewear them when you're on vacation. So keeping items that are timeless and traditional, and they don't have to be nerdy. Traditional doesn't mean nerdy. Mm. It means classic.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Do you have any of those pieces?
I do. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about this before we even started recording. I have gotten really into the whole palazzo pants thing, the wide leg, but elastic waist, and just almost feels like pajamas, but they look nice. And so lately I've been really leaning into that where I don't feel like putting on anything different.
Right.
And so my thought process is purging the things that are, and I do have skinny jeans in a couple of different colors that I know I haven't worn in years. The idea of putting them on, even though they fit, does not appeal to me at all. So maybe I'll keep one pair, but I like what your idea is of sticking to black. For me works too, because I also have a lot of the black pants. I'm wearing them right now. And I just really enjoy the idea of going through and trying everything on and getting rid of things, because I probably, when we went out this weekend, put on three different tops before settling on one.
Right.
So what does that say? Why would I hang them back up?
I didn't hang them back up.
But I also didn't put them in the bag. I laid them down in a basket that is something I'm planning to address this weekend. But again, you know, the old me prior to this podcast would have hung them back up and just not worn them again for a year.
Well, I think when you're over 50, keeping it simple, simple in your closet. It just makes getting ready easier. A lot of people in their later 50s or 60s are retiring or are retired or they're going to retire. So they're wanting to get rid of all those work clothes because they don't wear them, or they shifted, like the caller who works at home now. So you don't need all these business suits. You're just hanging on to them because it was a different life. I mean,
exactly.
That's really what it is. So if you want to be on trend and be a little trendy, do it in accessories, do it in belts and scarves. Even jewelry is becoming a major accessory now because it's all so affordable because most of it's costume. And so you can really, really dress up an outfit with jewelry and scarves and belts and shoes. And while we're on the subject of shoes, you know, when you're over 50, the stilettos, I mean, It's hard to wear. I'm going to be the first one to say I got rid of almost all my high heel shoes about a year ago when I tried to wear them one night and almost crippled myself. And so I went to totally platform shoes and wedges. And that's all I have in my closet now because that's what doesn't kill my feet anymore.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I agree with that. I want to tell you a really funny story about something that just happened this morning. You know, my day job is hosting a morning show on a country radio station. And we had an artist come in from Nashville to do a quick little meet and greet and performance in our studio. And she said that her record label representative said that she got a phone call this morning early from the artist saying, I forgot all of my jewelry. Is there a Cracker Barrel nearby? So she said, yes, there's a Cracker Barrel actually really close to our hotel. Can we stop there on the way to the radio station? So she stopped and she got herself big old earrings and a bracelet. And it really, her look is young country music artist. Yeah. And so her outfit was, you know, pretty normal, like nothing that stood out, but this, her accessories were just perfect for her.
Yeah.
And I got such a, I was so amused by that just because the whole idea of like, I need to get to a Cracker Barrel.
Right. That's so funny. And I love Cracker Barrel, by the way.
Who doesn't?
Oh, gosh. Mm. And what's really popular right now, which I have loved, are matching sets. Have you seen those?
Yes.
I feel like it's Garanimals for adults.
Love that.
And they're on Amazon. You can get them anywhere. And I just love them. They're super comfortable, but you can dress them up. And like you said, they have the elastic waistband or at least a tie waist. And you can dress them up or dress them down. You can wear boots with them or you could wear flip-flops. I mean, it's such a great thing. And you're not having to overthink yourself on a top and a bottom. Mm-hmm. It's already done for you.
I also love a button-up shirt that has that goes all the way to your waist, but then has a tie.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to make a decision. Am I tucking in? Am I not tucking in? Am I doing a French tuck? What am I doing with this?
Right.
It's already telling you how to wear it.
Yes.
So I
anything
like that
that's
well.
Easy for us, mm-hmm. you know, and we don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to talk about the low rise, mid rise, and high rise that's going on in the style world. And I think this depends on your body shape. What do you think?
I do not have a tiny waist. So the high rise, believe it or not, even though one of my favorite pairs of pants is a high rise, sometimes that's a problem for me because it's just too tight around my waist. I don't know if that's something you've ever, you probably don't have to experience that, but the low rise, I can't stand that feeling either. So
I'm a mid rise.
Yeah, same. So, but is that still even
An option? That is still an option. And they say mid rise now.
Okay.
I mean, low rise has sailed for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it is.
It doesn't do
I mean,
me
the
any
short
favors.
Zippers.
Oh yeah. No,
no, I'm done. And I, like I said at the beginning, got rid of all of those. A high rise, because I'm petite, is also very hard for me to wear because of the inseam. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a big, I also, because I am short, I feel like it makes me look shorter. I don't know why. It just makes me look a lot shorter.
I can see why that would be.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to wear really high heels with a high rise too.
Right.
That's
right.
Yeah. It can look really stumpy. It can make you look stumpy.
Yes. That's exactly how I feel. So, and of course I'm getting away from the high heels. So that's kind of defeating the purpose. So I really think it, all these fashion things, really, it's your body, like what type of body type you have, what you feel comfortable in. But getting back to changing your closet to fall and really being excited about it is trying things on, purging what you don't feel good in, and getting rid of the items and making room for new items for the fall. And that's boots, that's tennis shoes. There's so many great options out there. I even have platform tennis shoes. I mean, there's just tennis shoes come dressy, non-dressy, platform, non-platform. I mean, and they're really in fashion and they're really stylish. And it's not just for running to the grocery store anymore, don't you think?
I do think that. The other thing I want to mention about the closet, and this is something that I just started doing, and that is, you know, this is my situation. This isn't probably going to apply to 97.5% of everybody listening, but I have to get ready in the morning while my husband is still asleep in the bed. So I try to put everything in my closet and my bathroom so I can be getting ready in there. And I just started making sure that I always in my closet have a regular bra, a razorback bra, and a strapless bra, so that when I'm getting ready in the morning and I'm selecting what I want to wear, I don't not choose something because I don't have the appropriate undergarment. Because I can tell you that I've been in that situation before where I couldn't find a certain bra, and the whole week maybe I'd plan to wear this one outfit.
Right.
And then it comes down to it and that bra is soaking wet because I just hand washed it.
Right.
So I think the undergarments that have to go with everything you've chosen to keep or add to your closet, it's very important that you have plenty of those.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because on my list is undergarments. Because of the job I do, I see so many women that have, you know, bras where the elastic is already out of it, underwear with holes. You know, they don't, if you don't feel like you look good, you don't really care about those things. But I can tell you, it's such a great experience when you find the right bras, when you find the right underwear. And I have, by the way, they're not paying me. I'm just telling you what I did. I got one of those Honey Love, you know, it's a one piece with the bra and everything built in. And it really, I wore it this past weekend under a black dress. I have to tell you, what a invention. I mean, it holds you in. You don't need a separate bra. You know, it has the snap. So you, if you have to go to the bathroom, it makes it very, very easy, but it's compression. So it makes you feel good about yourself.
It's comfortable.
It's very comfortable. I mean, I can't tell you how comfortable it was. I mean, it was super comfortable. I just think having the right undergarments at this age is so important, you know, to lift up your boobs, to, you know, make you feel better about yourself, even if it's just a little bit of compression underwear and a very good fitting bra. Go get fitted at a department store. But getting, like you said, find a strapless bra, find a razorback bra. I mean, I just redid all of my bras because I was finding that problem where I had all these razorback t-shirts, I mean, you know, tank tops, and didn't have the right bra. So I bought a couple of those. So make a list. I always say make a list. When you're in your closet, bring your notepad, your phone, whatever way you make your lists, and write what you need once you get rid of something. It's so important. Or you forget, what was that? What was I going to, you can't remember. So you keep a list and check it off as you go. Okay. New underwear, new bras, new socks, whatever it is, short sleeve black shirts, long sleeve white shirts, make a list as you're getting rid of something.
Say again what you said about going and getting fitted for a bra. It is life-changing.
It's life-changing.
There are women our age who have never
been
done
fitted.
That.
Yep.
And I was one of them until 5-6 years ago, where, I mean, maybe many, many years ago. But I went to a department store. I was fitted. I'm wearing a strapless bra right now that is a nice strapless bra that actually has like that rubber around it
right,
to keep it from
right.
slipping. And it is almost like having surgery when
right.
you have the right bra.
Well, and also as we age, we always talk about that on this podcast, your breasts get more, you know, saggy, you know, not as perky. Let's just say that. So finding the right bra lifts you up and makes you look better in clothing. Mm-hmm. And that's just so important, because you might try a shirt on with no bra or with the wrong bra, and you're like, ew, I don't like it. And then you don't buy it. But if you have the right undergarments, it really, really makes a huge difference. And a lot of these companies, you can order like 6 in one box and do a try on, and whatever doesn't fit, you can return.
That's but, right. I hadn't
yes,
thought about that. So
yes.
Almost like the way you could do with glasses, where they'll send you all the frames. You,
yes.
You can try them on and send them back. So it doesn't even have to be like, if you're shy, you can do it in the comfort of your own home, but it is an investment that is well worth
yes.
it, because you will find, like you mentioned, your clothes will fit you better.
Right.
You'll feel better in them. And rather than have 5 bras that
right.
are perfectly fine in a pinch, if you have 1 or 2 that are just great support They don't make you have like the bunching up in the back
or the back fat. Yeah.
Or spilling over the sides. You know what? For me, I found out that my cup size that I was wearing was too small, but the width around my body was too big. So
I had the same thing.
So once an expert said, no, you're not a 34, you're a 32. Yep. And no, you're not a B, you're a C.
Right. That happened to me.
All of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's life changing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm constantly telling women, try your items on. Get rid of the things that you don't love and you don't feel good about and make your list so that when you're replenishing, it's really with the things that you need and you're just not overbuying. I also, as the organizer, I always have to go back to like the top things since we're in closet mode. And I'm going to tell you right now, which I've told all of you ladies, change your hangers.
Please.
If you have dry cleaner hangers, plastic hangers, broken wood hangers, just changing your hangers to an inexpensive slimline hanger makes all the difference.
Same color.
In the world. Just keeping it the same color. And if you haven't painted your closet in a gazillion years and you're in the process of really doing a deep clean and a fall transition, a fresh coat of white paint makes your closet look brand new. I am not kidding you. It doesn't have to be a fancy color, a fancy paint, just a white coat of paint brightens up the space and makes the closet just clean and fresh looking. And like we said before, decide what you're lacking when it comes to storage. Do you need more double hanging? Do you need hooks? You know, what is it in your closet that just isn't working for you? Do you need to add shelving? Do you need a place for your belts? That's so important. And then actually doing it. I mean, we could talk about this all day long, but you have to move into that mode of fixing what isn't working. And of course, the last thing that I always have to talk about is for women over 50, it is so important to feel good about yourself, not for the neighbor down the street or your husband. It's to feel good about what you see in the mirror. And it makes all the difference in the world when you're shopping for you, when you're buying items for yourself and not for what's trending, because then you'll bring something home and you'll be like, oh, I don't look good in this trend. You don't have to buy trendy clothes. Like I said, just buy one thing, a pair of earrings, a scarf that's trending, and really feeling good when you walk in your closet, when you reach in your closet, whatever it is that you go, oh, God, I love my closet. I love what's in my closet. I feel so good when I'm putting these clothes on. It's all about making yourself feel good. That's the trick.
There it is. The closet shakeup, moving into fall. We're changing seasons. So many things there that were worth repeating. And I guess we're excited to hear your stories. We love when everyone shares photos.
I love it.
And if you need some accountability, go into our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only page. If you're not a member, just request to join and we'll approve you right on in. And you want accountability, you can post, hey guys, it's Friday and I'm tackling my closet this weekend. I'll check back with you on Monday and let you know how I did. There's your accountability. Yep. Everybody's going to be anxiously awaiting your progress, but don't feel any pressure from that because we've all been there, done that, where things come up. But it's an accountability group. It's a fun group to be a part of. It's one of the many ways you can find us on social media. Another thing we ask is that if you can leave us a review or give us 5 stars or follow or subscribe or any of those things, it helps a number of different ways, not the least of which is it kind of helps other people to find us.
Right.
So it's all algorithms and formulas that we don't want to bother with, but we just know that it's helpful.
Well, also, if you have any friends that are going through anything you hear us talking about, it'll make them feel like they found their people, don't you think?
I do. Yeah. I know that I have felt like that now for several months.
Me too.
We're really starting to gel in that group.
Yep.
And the more, the merrier, I think. So Everybody, thank you so much. Get to tackling that fall closet. And remember, as you're going through those items that are too trendy, that don't fit anymore, that don't make you feel like the beautiful human that you are, let it go.
And please don't look back.
Hi, it's Eden. Christine and I absolutely love bringing you Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast for women over 50. For the first time, we're asking you for your help. A one-time or monthly donation from you will help us with production costs and help us grow this awesome community. Find a link to make a donation in our most recent show notes, in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook group pinned to the top, or on our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page. And in advance, thank you.